This is KUT. In a letter to faculty and students Sunday, University of Texas at Austin President Greg Fenves addressed President Donald Trump's recent executive order banning refugees from any country and immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations. In his letter, Fenves wrote, quote, "I am proud to say we have 100 students, faculty members, and scholars who are citizens of the 7 affected countries." KUT's Audrey McGlinchey met 2 of those students and talked to them about how the travel ban's affecting their lives.
I met Navid Yekmalzadeh in the atrium of the Gates Dell Science Building on the UT Austin campus. He was easy to spot. He's the one with the sign taped to his laptop.
I'm from Iran. I'm a student. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not scary.
It was a sign he wished he didn't have to print out. Yekmalzadeh says before President Trump's executive order, students passing by would just see a young man studying for his PhD in computer science. But now he thinks they see something else.
I just want people to see me as one of these people who are affected by this law. I want to tell them, hey, we are like human beings, all of us, and it's nothing to be scared of about us. So that's the whole point.
Yekmalzadeh is from Iran, one of the countries included in President Trump's travel ban.
If I leave the country, I cannot come back. That's for sure.
At least for the next 3 months, citizens of Iran are restricted from traveling to the U.S. during that time. Many were detained in airports over the weekend, including those with green cards to live in the U.S. Yekmalzadeh has a student visa. It wasn't an easy get.
First of all, there is no U.S. embassy in our country, so we had to go to some other country to a U.S. embassy. And then we provided all the required documents. And after that, they had the process, they call it clearance. So they do some background check. And we don't know how long that takes. It could take a few days, or I've heard from one of my friends, it took her more than 1 year to get her visa. And for my sister, it took like 6 months.
It took 2 months for Yekmalzadeh to be approved for his first visa. And it still astounds him that when he applied for the second time, after he had already lived in the U.S. for 3 years, it took just as long to get approved.
I've been here for 3 years. I mean, I pay my taxes, I was here, I have all these friends. And it took them like more than a month to find out if I'm a decent guy or not. I was like, okay, well.
Decent guy or not, despite months of vetting, the 90-day ban means Yekmalzadeh can't leave the country, or he won't be allowed back.
I feel kind of disrespected.
He was used to feeling that way as a student in Iran.
I didn't get the respect, I didn't have the freedom which I want to have, I didn't have my rights in my home country.
So he took a risk. He came to America to study.
Believe me, it's not easy to leave your country, to leave your family in your country, and then you have to leave everything there and then come here, start a new life. But I choose to do that because of all these reasons. I mean, that's why I'm here.
Those reasons? America represented something different than Iran.
U.S. is a land of opportunity.
He was hoping his parents might see this opportunity firsthand in their son. Yekmalzadeh is graduating with his PhD in computer science at the end of this year. The ban on Iranian visitors is set to expire by then. But Yekmalzadeh anticipates his parents will still be barred from the country when he's handed his diploma.
I work hard during all these years, like missing them. I was like, at least in that day, I can tell them, hey, parents, you know, the reason I did this is like because of you to some extent. So, but I mean, I can do that.
My parents were supposed to come in a few weeks, but now they can't because of this order.
Sapita Maliki is a first-year PhD student at UT. She's also from Iran. Her parents were considering a visit during spring break in March, but Trump's ban on Iranian visitors would still be in place. When she heard rumors of the ban, she tried to keep it from her parents.
I was trying not to talk with my parents because I didn't want to upset them or things like that, but they found out and they told me, and I was like, yeah, this happened.
Maliki says it's been hard to focus on her work the past few days.
And I'm really, really depressed and feel unwanted. I've been called terrorist, not by people, but by the president. So it's just, it's a mixed feeling of being unwanted, scared, and all those things, yeah.
When I ask her why she came to the U.S. to study, it's as if I've asked a stupid question.
everyone thinks and knows that the United States is the best country in the world, and you're like, oh, this is my dream to go there and, you know, do whatever I want. And you see all those immigrants that went to United States and they all became successful and everything. I've heard from my families, from my friends, that it's not like that in Europe or anywhere else, and they don't accept immigrants that easily. But I've heard United States is different. They will accept immigrants. It's a land of immigrants. So that's why I came to United States.
Maliki says she feels unwanted by the U.S. government. But the Americans she's met, they make her feel differently.
Oh, I'm so proud of my friends. They're awesome. All of them contacted me and they texted me. Like, even they called me and they're like, oh, we really support you. Please, we're sorry. And I'm really feeling welcome here.
Maliki hasn't seen her parents in 2.5 years. She hopes the president's ban will end soon. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News. Thank you.